Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. I recently shared on my website, SeanKJensen.com, 6 keys to help your young athlete navigate the challenges of COVID. Today, we're going to dive deeper into the first two, the importance of gratitude and being active. Let's get to it. I've been fortunate to speak to thousands of students all over the country, and the topic of gratitude is the one I'm asked to do the most. What makes me a quote-unquote expert? Well, I wasn't grateful as a young person, and it was a blind spot that I didn't recognize until I was an adult. For me, learning what gratitude is, understanding why it's important, and practicing it has dramatically helped me to be a better person. So what is gratitude? In the most simplest terms, it's the state of being thankful. Quote, trying to see the bright side of difficult circumstances is beneficial for your mental and physical health, said Julie Arnold, a licensed master social worker at Holland Hospital Behavioral Health Services in Michigan. Quote, tapping into positive thinking can help you problem solve and be more creative, strengthen your immune system, and build resilience. The National Alliance on Mental Illness reports that people who practice are more generous and helpful, more likely to offer emotional support, more likely to share their possessions, more willing to forgive others. Like anything, you can practice being grateful, but smiling and being kind is much easier than doing a bunch of push-ups or practicing the violin for 15 minutes. The key, though, is to think about being thankful, which means recognizing the little things we can sometimes take for granted. Like practice. No, it's not a game, but during the summer when I was coaching soccer, we were grateful for each and every practice because we didn't know how much of the season, if any, we would actually get to experience. Right now, there are widespread restrictions, but in our country, you can still go for walks and be outside. In many other nations, there are far stricter restrictions, such as fines for people even leaving their home. If we are intentional about being grateful, maybe we'll be more appreciative when this pandemic ends, and we can appreciate simple things like hugging a friend hello or goodbye, sampling treats at a store, popping into a coffee shop for a quick snack or drink when we have a spare 30 minutes. So how can you be more intentional to practice gratitude? When you're on a Zoom, tell the person you're visiting with why you appreciate them. If you know frontline workers, thank them for their sacrifice and service. When you're picking up groceries or paying at the cash register, be kind and say thank you to that employee. Make yard signs with your kids, expressing thanks to the postal and delivery people. Or you can use a gratitude journal, or there's an app called Gratitude Plus, which helps you keep track of what you're grateful for. For my family, every night at dinner, we practice highs and lows. Each person shares a high, a low, and something that he or she is grateful for. That's been a lot tougher lately without the play dates and meeting friends for dinner at restaurants or going to someone's house just to hang out. But there's so much that my family and I can be grateful for. If interested, you can purchase my gratitude training session at Model Student Athlete, and you can learn about the etymology of the word, discover more about me and my connection to the word gratitude, and you can watch and hear stories of people who are grateful, and they're not just athletes. But in closing on gratitude, here are 3 questions you can ask yourself. If you have wealth, be grateful. 8.6% of all people in the world live in extreme poverty, which means they live on less than $1.90 a day, according to the World Bank. If you don't have wealth, but you have health, be grateful. Many Americans live with injuries, illnesses, and chronic conditions. If you don't have wealth and you don't have health, there's something you can be grateful for. Breath. On average, a person takes 16 breaths per minute, 960 breaths per hour, and 23,040 breaths per day. That's something to be thankful for. Now I want to shift to the importance of being active. It appears many in our country will be experiencing a second lockdown. In the spring, it was much easier, obviously, given the weather. For large parts of the US, including for me here in Minnesota, being outside is going to be a lot less appealing given the frigid temperatures. but it is essential that all of us need to move our bodies. No, that doesn't mean playing sports per se, but maybe it's shoveling snow, deep cleaning the house. And if you're on your computer a lot, take a break to stretch, do a plank, or just go for a short walk. How much physical activity is recommended? The World Health Organization says children 3 to 5 should spend at least 3 hours a day in physical activities. Children 5 to 17 should do at least 1 hour of moderate to vigorously intense physical activity. And adults should do at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity throughout the week. Of course, be mindful of social distancing. Wear a mask. But I find it super helpful to not be active alone. Find an accountability partner and develop a routine that you could do separately. But no matter your limitations, you can count on your own body weight and create a circuit-type program to stay fit. There are a lot of great body weight workouts, such as burpees, squats, lunges, push-ups, yoga, and of course the plank. Commit to a healthy diet and doing these exercises regularly, and you will notice a difference, not just physically, but mentally. While it's not ideal, your young athlete can do sports-specific work too. Make sure they're getting daily touches with the soccer ball, practicing their weak foot by heading outside or in the basement. If they're basketball players, work on those ball handling skills and practicing their shooting and passing form. If they're hockey players, practice the puck handling and the shooting and passing. If they're a dancer, work on the exercises and routines in a more open space. If you need some help and motivation, there are countless free and even paid online exercise classes via YouTube. In fact, the YMCA started providing free workouts on its website. But what isn't an option is to do nothing, to sit around all day and night, watching TV or playing video games or surfing on your phone. Regular physical activity will help lower stress, anxiety, and stimulate your body to produce chemicals that's going to help your body function better. Look, this is a tough time, and I certainly don't have all the answers. But I hope I've encouraged you and given you something to think about. But I want to remind you, please feel free to reach out to me with suggestions or questions via my website, seankjensen.com. That's seankjensen.com. Next week, I'll continue to break down the 6 keys to helping young athletes persevere through COVID challenges by focusing on being engaged and being agile. Until then, thank you for listening to this episode of Winning is Not Everything. Please make sure to like the podcast, subscribe, and share the podcast with your friends. Winning is not everything, but the 3 H's to be a real hero in life are hustle, humility, and heart. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you again next time.